This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. A new MoveOn.org petition says not in our name and not with our money. It calls for public funds to be divested from companies manufacturing guns and ammunition. Sarah Hill of Kalamazoo and Kalamazoo County Commissioner Kevin Wardleman have launched the petition, and they join us. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you for having us.
So what does your petition actually say, and who would eventually read it if you submit it at some point?
Well, we hope that the residents of the city and county of Kalamazoo and the townships read it, because if they sign it, then their elected officials might pay attention to it. And ultimately, a petition would go to the elected officials to ask them to consider divesting from gun manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers.
Why did you decide to do a petition like this one?
There's a national movement to do this kind of thing, and it comes out of a long history of divestment as a response to socially or morally unjust actions taken on the part of areas of government or individuals that result in death or violence. So it tracks back to the apartheid movement and tobacco manufacturing, and that's the model that this draws from.
Kalamazoo, because of the divestment effort in against the apartheid in South Africa, Kalamazoo is a great place to start a petition like this, because we played such a big role in the South African apartheid divestment campaign with our own Don Cooney, who, of course, is our vice mayor of the city of Kalamazoo. So I think this was just, this is the right place at the right time to start this conversation.
So when we talk about divestment, this is pension funds, 401ks, those sort of things that you would say that the city, the county, the state should get any funds out of there. That's the idea?
Yep.
Yeah. After the, the tragic shootings of February 20th and 21st, friends and family, kind of gathered together and were having a conversation of what, if anything, can be done at the local level. Our hands are tied so much at the federal level when it comes to gun control, and certainly at the state level, we're a long way away from common sense gun regulations. So what can be done at the local level? And this emerged pretty quickly because it's a campaign that had already been started in other communities across the country. So I encouraged Sarah to launch this petition, and I'm lending my support to it, and I'm hoping that other local elected officials will do the same thing.
Kevin, have you looked into the county's investments? Are there places where the county is investing in gun manufacturers, ammunition manufacturers that you know of right now?
Not that I know of right now. I haven't looked into it. I think it's probably a safe bet, because when the city of New York and city of Chicago and some other large places did it, they found, I think in the city of New York, they had one pension fund with about $11 million, I think, invested in gun manufacturers. And so, on a scale, I don't imagine we have $11 million at Kalamazoo County invested in gun manufacturers. But I would argue that a penny is too much, because that money, those investments, support gun companies expanding and putting their products out on the street in a really, truly irresponsible way, I would argue. And when I see a social problem, like I believe gun violence is, the first question I ask is who benefits? And of course, it's the companies manufacturing and selling guns and making hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars a year, much of that in profit. And then we see a cycle, and I think we've seen it here locally, at least anecdotally, gun sales and applications for concealed weapons permits going up in the wake of the shooting on February 20th, because too many have bought into the gun maker argument that guns make you safe. And in fact, they make us less safe, and we see evidence of that daily. So I really liked the idea of shifting the conversation toward these gun manufacturers, and divestment will do that.
Well, I want to read from your petition. Too often news of gun violence like we experience too frequently in Kalamazoo results in increased gun sales and greater profits for companies making guns and ammunition. The point that you just made, Kevin, that there seems to be people who go out and buy more guns, get a concealed pistol license, et cetera, when there is a shooting. But I guess I'm wondering if that maybe demonstrates that the problem goes beyond divestment in terms of that there are people who react that way, that is the mindset that people have. And, you know, how do you convince them that that should not be the way they think when there is something like the February 20th shooting?
If the gun manufacturers had less money to play with to market guns, then they couldn't whip up people's anxieties after a shooting about a withdrawal of the Second Amendment or restrictions on gun ownership and gun use, and then perhaps folks wouldn't respond by buying more weapons. And without our investment in their portfolios, they have less money. Now, granted, Kalamazoo City and County, not a whole lot of money in the giant resources that gun manufacturers have available to them, but it's an important signal that we send that we don't support that. And as Kevin said, we're limited in the kinds of things that we can do as individuals and local areas of government, short of the federal government, on what we can say and do. But we can say that, and we can stand up for something that's morally right.
And I think there's a corollary here to tobacco, because in order to reduce smoking and to improve public health, you have to help treat tobacco addiction. And I've heard people suggest that we have, as a culture, as a society, have an addiction to guns. Now, I'm not a psychologist. I wouldn't claim to be able to parse that phrase out. But I do think that there's certainly an underlying issue with people feeling uncertain, feeling unstable, feeling afraid, and they buy into that marketing that a gun will make them safer. When in fact, as I said earlier, statistically speaking, and just you can see it with your naked eyeball, guns make us less safe. It's a lot harder to shoot somebody if you don't have a gun. So it's a common sense proposition. And like with tobacco, you know, it's a multi-pronged approach where you have increased government regulation. You have public places saying, we're not going to allow smoking. 50 years ago, we'd be smoking right now in this studio. And so hopefully one day guns will be sort of relegated to that secondary status that tobacco has. But you're right, we have to address this from all different angles.
Well, let me take the standpoint here of someone who might have been one of those buying a gun or seeking a concealed weapons permit. They might have said, you know, I look at the accused shooter. What really would have stopped him from getting a gun? No criminal history, no evidence that he had had any sort of mental illness. So some guy can just snap. And if some guy can just snap, maybe he snaps in my front yard and I want to be able to defend myself. Or maybe he snaps at the business I own and I want to be able to reach for a gun. And they might think that this sort of petition puts that at a certain amount of risk. What's your answer to that?
It's a good point. But I think that you're right that people's behavior is unpredictable, and there's no way that government or anybody can regulate and prevent all violent actions. But when we start to take guns off the street, you start to improve or at least reduce the likelihood that something like that could happen. Because you're right that people have mental breaks, emotional issues that they're dealing with, and sometimes people snap. And I would much rather they snap without a gun in their hand. But we're a long, long way from here to there. But again, you know, I go back to who benefits from this? Who benefits from the logic that the more guns, the more safe we are? And it's the companies making hundreds of millions of dollars of profit from the gun violence in our communities.
Kevin pointed out that 50 years ago in the studio, we'd probably be smoking cigarettes. And now we're not. But the shift from smoking here to not smoking here didn't happen overnight. And what we're looking for, it's a long game. We're not going to change the culture of gun obsession in the United States overnight. And we're only going to do it step by step. And one of the important steps is local areas of government saying, we're not going to invest in this industry because this industry kills our children. And it allows our grown-ups to kill our children.
One thing about tobacco, it is still legal today. Mm-hmm. You cannot smoke here. You cannot smoke on the Western Michigan University campus. You can't smoke in most public areas. But if you want to smoke in your own home, in your own car, you still can. I guess the question then leading to guns is the ultimate goal, and I understand this is beyond what you're actually calling for in the petition, but do you think that there is a place for the legal manufacturer of weapons and ammunition? Should that still exist in our society at all?
Well, I think the answer has to be yes, because there's a public safety need and an armed forces need for it's unfortunate that that's true, but the fact is it's true. So there are always going to be guns and ammunition and hunting and there are perfectly reasonable and correct uses for firearms. But everybody carrying a gun and everybody being armed and walking around and more importantly, my family and families like ours being afraid when we go out in public that other people are armed. I don't think that if I carried a gun, I'd be any safer. So that just means that, you know, when we go out in public, we just have to always be vigilant and be on the lookout for who might be carrying a weapon. And that's no way to live. So, and I think Sarah was absolutely right that this is a very, very long game. Nothing's going to change overnight. She touched on a minute ago the money that the gun companies spend on marketing. Even more harmful to our society is the money that they spend lobbying and influencing legislators and elected officials. In Lansing, we are moving in the absolute opposite of the right direction in terms of, you know, reducing or eliminating any common sense regulations on guns, who can own guns, where they can carry guns. We're moving in the wrong direction, and it's not because necessarily there are, well, first of all, a majority of people in Michigan think we need stronger gun control. A strong majority of Michiganders think that we need more common sense gun regulations. The reason we don't have it is because the profits that they make, the gun companies make, in part turns into lobbyists and electoral pressure to prevent those kinds of regulations. And it's simply because it's unprofitable for their business model. So this is it's a long game, and this is the beginning of a new conversation for us to have here in Kalamazoo, I think.
The petition doesn't say that if you own, say, 15 weapons, you have to get rid of them. The petition simply says that we as local area of government are not going to invest in the manufacture of future guns or future ammunition.
How many signatures do you hope to get?
As many as we can.
And not just in Kalamazoo. My hope is that other communities will see this and know that this is a way that they can take action. And Kalamazoo would not be the first community to divest. The city of New York, the city of Chicago, the city of Berkeley, California. I know those are larger communities. The state of Rhode Island. And I believe the largest fund in the country to divest is the California State Teachers Retirement System. After the Sandy Hook shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, The response from teachers' unions was overwhelming, and they said the same thing we're saying here with this petition, not in our name and not with our money. So in California, the state teachers' retirement system, worth over $150 billion, they divested from gun manufacturers. So we're not blazing new territory nationwide, but we would be blazing new territory in the state of Michigan, and I hope other communities will follow.
Who gets the petitions when they're ultimately submitted?
The city of Kalamazoo, the county of Kalamazoo.
And our state legislators
as well.
We want to coordinate this locally and at the state level.
So, Kevin, you're on the county commission. Do you plan to introduce something anytime soon regarding the divestment of investments in gun and ammunition manufacturers?
You can bet I will. I want to be respectful of my colleagues and give them all an opportunity to explore some of these ideas and think them over. I know that guns are a complicated issue. And I think that this is the right conversation to be having. So I'm certainly not afraid to have the conversation at the city level. I've also talked with many of our city commissioners already and gotten a really favorable response. So my hope is that you'll just be hearing more about this as the days go on. And I think certainly the number of the more people paying attention through the petition and other ways will help that process move forward.
Kevin Wertelman and Sarah Hill, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gordon.
Sarah Hill is a Kalamazoo resident and Kevin Wertelman, a Kalamazoo County Commissioner. You can find a link to the MoveOn.org petition at our website, WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.